Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Nation. That's the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Camaro Dave, Commander Chris. Coming to you from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Christmas is coming. Your turkey is in your past, and so is the gravy on your shirt. So it's time to think about the holidays. And if you are a serious, semi-serious weekend warrior, or just have a passing interest in barbecue, we've got the man today to talk to us, Max Good from AmazingRibs.com, and it's time to go Christmas shopping with Matt for the Max for the pitmasters in your house or the wannabe pitmasters. Our music today comes from the old Diamond Man himself, Neil Diamond, and of course, this segment, as always, is brought to you by Painted Hills Natural Beef, beef the way nature intended it. Max, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Happy holidays, Jeff.
Happy holidays to you, too. Did you get plenty to eat at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I made something a little different. One of Meathead's recipes for pork belly porchetta, which was kind of unusual and delicious.
Well, good. Did you get any on your shirt?
I probably did, but I was having too much fun to notice.
Oh, there you go. All right.
How about you?
Oh, yeah. We had standard fare, 22-pound turkey, you know, 115 pounds of potatoes, gravies, and stuffing, side salads, green beans, four different pies, I think, something like that. And my daughter made a bourbon bundt cake, which was excellent. So it was good. It was good.
Boy, it sounds like you guys had a big bash.
Pretty good. We had a dozen people or so. It was
excellent.
Fun. And a lot of Tupperware went out the door at the end of the day. So,
well, that's a good thing. It sounds like if you guys had cleaned everything up, you'd all be in a food coma.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So, Max, Christmas is coming. It's just a couple weeks away here, so to speak. And we have people that listen to this show, much like the guests on this show. They are all over the spectrum in the world of barbecue. We have folks that, you know, are serious pit masters in the competition side. We have those that just love to cook barbecue and do it, whether it's, you know, for family or friends or tailgaters or whatever. And then we have the folks that are just kind of getting started. Or maybe they've had the same cooker or grill or whatever for umpteen years. So this is the show every year where I always turn to you and say, let's first talk about some cookers and then let's talk about some other Christmas gifts, because Amazing Ribs does a fantastic job of making Christmas present suggestions, and it's broken down by price and need and, you know, best of the market, that type of thing. So let's start with that. Now, there's a new Weber smoke fire pellet grill, and it's coming out. They're not going to be shipped till January, but if you actually bought one through your local retailer, I think whoever you bought it for would be very happy. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, we were quite impressed. Weber was kind enough to invite us by to get a first look at it before they unveiled it to the rest of the media. So we were at their headquarters, Meathead and I, and they have a beautiful facility, and as you could expect, they have an indoor cooking area. And we got the whole slideshow and the whole bit, and knowing that we had a limited time with it, I said to Meathead, well, you know, these days, this modern pellet smokers, they can smoke. We know they can smoke. The thermostatic control, even the inexpensive ones, do a pretty good job.
Right.
But Weber and others said, "This is, wait a minute, though, Max." They said, "This isn't just a smoker; it's a grill." And I go, "Well, you know, a lot of people say that, guys, but I've tested a lot of them, and they do some do okay, but they have a little like 1-inch square section over the fire pot where you can actually. I'm sorry, not 1 inch, 1 foot.
I got it. Realistic,
but it's small, you know." They said, "Nope, you can grill front to back, left or right." And I said, "Well, okay, let's take a look at that then, since we're only going to be there for a few hours." So they fired these things up and threw on steaks, and we were flabbergasted, very impressed. That really is a good grill. And when they start shipping them in January, we're going to get one to do our full barrage of tests. But right now, it sure looks good. A lot of interesting features on it, too, that differentiate it from other pellet smokers on the market. And they're bringing it in. It isn't the cheapest. The medium-sized one, which is 24-inch width, is $999, so about $1,000.
Sure.
And then they have a larger model that I think is $1,200. That's the selling price.
MSRP.
That's what you're gonna. Yeah, no, that's the minimum advertised price. Weber MSRP manufacturer suggested retail price for Weber's is higher than their minimum advertised price, but everybody who sells Weber sells at the lower minimum advertised price. Otherwise, they wouldn't sell any because they'd be trying to get more than other people do. So the going rate for the medium-sized one is about $1,000. Yeah, we're really eager to run it through all the tests. You know, just we haven't rated it yet. I put a review up on the website, AmazingRibs.com, if anybody would like to see my 2 cents on it. We do have quite a bit of detail on it already, but, you know, we want to really put it through the paces before we actually, give it the final word. But right now I got to say, it looks pretty dang good.
Well, you've got another one here. We've got about 4 minutes or so before we got to go to break. The Masterbuilt, gravity cooker. Tell us about that one too.
Well, that's fascinating, and Masterbuilt seems to be on a roll. Not too long ago, they came out with a thermostatically controlled gas smoker called the Thermotemp. And, a lot of people know the name Masterbuilt. They've been around a long time. They make a lot of products that people really like, and they're usually rather inexpensive or modest price. Well, modest to low price. And when Thermotemp came out, though, it really struck me, and I said, "Well, this is interesting. We rarely see any kind of outdoor thermostatically controlled gas implements." So they sent me one, and I loved it. And next thing I know, just in the recent months, here they come with a thermostatically controlled gravity feed charcoal smoker grill. And for people who aren't familiar with gravity feed charcoal smokers, they're very popular. Stumps, Myron Mixon, a lot of people make
sure.
Them. They have a charcoal chute hence the name gravity feed. You have a firebox area at the bottom of this chute. And as the charcoal is consumed, the gravity forces the stuff at the top down into the hot embers. And they work great. It's a tried and true design. But I don't think any of them have claimed to be grills. In fact, they'll tell you, don't try to grill on this. It's a smoker. Well, this one is kind of like a merge between the technology of a pellet smoker and a gravity feed smoker. And what that means is it does have thermostatic control, just like a pellet smoker, just like a kitchen oven. You set it to a temperature, and a thermostat or temperature probe inside the cook box where you're actually cooking your food holds that temperature by feeding fuel into it, or in this case, fuel plus air from fans. But moreover, now I haven't, again, we haven't tested this one yet. I think we're getting one this week. But I've seen video of them doing demos with it, and when they cranked the thing up, it sure was sizzling steaks inside there. It looked like it was getting pretty hot. I spoke with the owner, John McLemore, and his son, John McLemore II, at length to understand how it works. And from what I've seen so far, once again, without testing, it just looks impressive, and we're eager to learn more about it.
There you go. We're going to take a break here on the Nation, Barbecue Nation, part of the Envision Radio Networks. I'll be back with Max Good. We're going to tell you how to spend your money at Christmas on barbecue right after this. Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Welcome back to the Nation, Barbecue Nation, here on the Envision Radio Networks. So I'm JT. Real quickly, if you'd like to email us, it's bbq@salempdx.com. That's bbq@salempdx.com. We do have a new website up. It's Barbecue Nation with JT. Just it. You don't have to write with. It's just Barbecue Nation JT. You can do that. Also, you can go on SoundCloud and find the archives of all of our shows. And we have the Twitter stuff and Facebook and all that, and we'll get to that later. But we're talking with Max Good from Amazing Ribs. .com about the doing some Christmas shopping. So before we move on, you really liked that Masterbuilt unit?
Well, I liked what I saw of it, and I liked what I heard about it. I mean, just picture what I said a moment ago. It's very interesting, the thought of having the convenience of a pellet smoker, but with charcoal as the fuel, which is going to give you a different flavor profile for certain. Now, I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but
yeah,
it's a nice option.
Right.
And it looks just like the new Weber that we also spoke about. It looks like it could not only do a good job smoking, but also a good job as a high temperature grill.
So, Max, before we move on to some other things, is there a grill out there that you can recommend to somebody that's just getting started? They're you know, maybe they've had a couple of, you know, Value Village discount special barbecues, and that's worked out well for them, but now they want to move up. They're getting serious about it. They're looking at the Amazing Ribs website. They're listening to the shows here. They're doing all kinds of things, but they've got a fairly limited budget, say $400 to $500. Is there a grill out there that can get somebody started in that?
Oh yeah, definitely. And we'll give your listeners two ways of approaching this. At AmazingRibs.com, if you go to our website, and there's a navigation bar at the top that's red, and select product ratings and reviews. Once you get into the grills and smokers, there's a search boxes that you could find on a desktop unit or laptop. They're going to be on the left side of your screen. On your mobile device, you got to scroll down to find it, but that you can search by, in this case, price range, whether you want charcoal, whether you want gas, size, you know, it depends. If somebody, like you said, if they're just starting out, they might want, maybe they live in an apartment, maybe they want something small, even portable size,
right.
You know, then that's a legitimate thing if that's what you need. Somebody might say, I only want to grill. I'm not interested in smoking, or vice versa. So, you know, these are the type of things to look for. But you can start narrowing it down, and we've rated all of our reviews. There are some that aren't rated because we didn't feel like we had enough information on it. We hadn't tested them, but we thought they were something we'd write a little something about anyway. And the second thing is, in keeping with the holiday spirit, Jeff, we do have a holiday gift guide as well. And once again, if you click on product ratings and reviews, you'll come to a page that has several different headings, and one of them will be our gift guide. So if you click on that, in the price range you said, we have best barbecue gifts, $200 to $500. And there are several grills in there for folks to choose from.
Yeah, and we're going to cover some of those here in a minute. In fact, let's go to the first category, the $50 category, so to speak. Got some fun things here. And, of course, you guys preach it. I preach it. Anybody that's kind of serious about cooking outside preaches it, or indoors for that matter, is a good, good thermometer. Now, you've got one here from ThermoWorks. They make great stuff. I've got a couple, three of theirs hanging around my house. But they've got a Thermopop there, you know. And
the I'm agreeing with you on everything you said, Jeff. You're preaching the gospel here. most people need accurate digital thermometers to do the best job that they can.
Sure.
You know, somebody who's a pretty good cook might still get okay results, but you want consistency time after time. You want to be the best you can be. Please use digital thermometers. The analog ones are really old fashioned. They take a while to get the accurate reading. These digital thermometers give you the correct reading very quickly. Some of them almost instantaneously. Like the one you mentioned is made. It's very inexpensive. I think it's only like $20 or something like that. Makes a great gift, by the way, which is why it's on there. In fact, I joked to my wife that a lot of our friends are still in the cave era, and they go. I was at a barbecue for even recently, and said we're doing steaks. And I said, "Where's your thermometer?" "Well, I don't have one." And I go, "Well, I know what to get you for Christmas,
yeah,
man." Yeah. But this one's an instant read. So whether you're making steaks, whether you make a turkey, roast, even if you're, here's the thing, even if you buy some kind of prepared frozen thing in an aluminum foil pan and pull it out of your freezer on a weeknight, you just want to whip it up. You know, they all say you cook it to 165 center, and how many times, I'm sure this happens to a lot of people. You throw it in there, you set your kitchen oven for the temperature that's on the label there, you cook it for 45 minutes or whatever it says, and then you pull it out and it's still coolish or warm on the top, and you go, that doesn't seem right. Well, you could stick your digital thermometer in it, and that'll give you the word. That'll tell you.
Yep.
You know, it's just a wonderful tool to have. It's an essential tool to have. But they come in all shapes, sizes, and price ranges. This is a great inexpensive one. If you don't have it, get it.
Yeah, it's under $30, and it's very good. Now, Max, we've got just about 45 seconds here, and we can talk more about it in the next segment. But one thing that I think anybody that works with barbecues and any hot surfaces, you've got your Pitmaker high heat meat handling gloves. These are something there that if you've cooked long enough, you will know that you need something like this. And that's all I'm going to tell you, because you're going to have little red marks on your hands if you don't.
Well, I certainly agree. And I have had those little red marks on my hands, even though I have a couple different sets of gloves. Once again, get them. You'll be glad you did.
We're going to take a break. Max and I will be back here on Barbecue Nation right after this. Don't go away. Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Nation. That's Barbecue Nation. I'm JT here on the Envision Radio Networks. We thank you all for letting us share your airwaves today. This segment is brought to you by Painted Hills Natural Beef. If you are thinking of prime rib for Christmas, I would say try Painted Hills Natural Beef. You won't go wrong. Also, you can check us out on SoundCloud shows, Barbecue Nation JT. We're there. Amazing Ribs is, I'm going to refer you to their website for this, their meetup in Memphis next spring. Check that out, too. So it's all good stuff. Now we're back with Max Good, who does a lot of testing, really on the grills and stuff. But Max is, you know, he does all these things. I mean, he's involved. Let's just put it that way. So, you know, Max, in looking at this, last couple of years, you've had, I put it this way, you've expanded your gifts under $50 because you've got like the smoking pouches now that add a little wood chip flavor to that. Mm-hmm. And you've got some good food scales on there, the OXO, the Mercer Culinary Grant and Edge Slicer. You know, one of the things that you kind of see, if you ever watch anybody at a competition and they pull their brisket off, they actually slice them with a commercial slicing knife like you would if you went through a very nice restaurant or maybe a buffet even, and they slice off some prime rib or ham or something for you. They use those knives. They don't use a big, long chef's knife that's got a pointed end on it. And I'm glad to see that because, you know, you've got all this work to cut this beautiful piece of meat, and then you're sitting there stabbing it. So,
yeah, well, I mean, yeah, and on this list, because on the next list up, we have an electronic knife sharpener. Knife sharpeners are really important. You know, some people buy really expensive knives, but if you don't keep them sharp, even the best ones are going to get dull. And there's a variety of knife sharpeners out there, from low price to high price, from just manual, which works just fine, to fancy electric ones.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm an old fashioned guy, though. I still have a steel and a stone and all that, but I actually know how to do it too. So that's,
that's
different.
Yeah. I like the ones where you just slide them back and forth. The less work I have to do, the better.
One of the things I saw in your $50 and under, and then we're going to move on to another category here, is your bear paws. And they look like they look like something that you would buy in a novelty store that if you were fighting a octagon cage death match or something. But that's not it. You put your hands in them, and if you're cooking like a pork butt or even a turkey or some large piece of meat, that's for helping them get, you know, pull the meat in, you pick it up, and then you can shred it with it too.
That's right. If you're doing a pork butt and you want to do pulled pork, once you get that big hunk of pork all done, smoky and soft and delicious, you can just grab it with these bear paws. They're like handles with claws on the ends of them, and put it in your tray and then bring it in and start ripping it apart like a bear, like you've got these claws now at the end,
yep.
The end of your hands. And they work great. I'll tell you, anybody who's tried to tear up a pork butt while it's still hot can attest it's a little painful.
Yeah.
So this certainly helps.
And it's messy.
And also, again, you don't have to make it pulled pork, as you said. They're great for lifting big, heavy pieces of meat out of a hot grill.
No, they are, because I'll tell you, you know, if you've never wrestled with a turkey coming out of the oven or a smoker, and, you know, they actually make turkey hooks that you can use. They're kind of like these bear claws, except they have wooden handles on most of them. And they're, you know, you can slide them underneath and pull it out. Or if you just do a traditional cook in a pan and there's lots of drippings in the pan and you go to try to lift this turkey out and you're dripping stuff kind of all over the place. Anybody that's ever cooked a big piece of meat knows that, because you do it the first time. I mean, you maybe do it more than once and it makes a mess. But
because you're wrestling with it, and you're like, I just got to get this from here to there.
Yeah, point A to point B,
and whatever happens.
And the thing is, 275 degrees on the outside, and you you know, and you're wrestling with it. So things like that are very helpful. Okay, let's jump up here. I don't want to run out of time today with you, but you've got some gifts here from basically 50 to 200, which are, you know, kind of cool that you've got some digital thermometers. You've got some charcoal kind of light stuff fast. You've got some pizza stones in there. But the one thing that I like too is the, well, and there's your Broilmate, you know, your gas grill review. That thing's under a couple hundred bucks. So that works well too. But, and of course, Meathead's got his sous vide stuff in there. He's got to do that. He's on that sous vide kick now. So we give him a little static about that. But you were talking about sharpening things, and you've got, you know, the Work Sharp from Ken Onion to sharpen knives with. And that really is a good thing to have if you're serious about cooking and, you know, you got a lot of knives. I have a ton of knives.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one's pretty versatile. You know, I so if you really want something that, you know, does a lot, it has a lot of options on it. This is a good one for you. And I'm seeing it's on Amazon for about just under $130. And it looks cool too, don't you think?
Oh yeah, I mean this is like a guy's tool. You know what I mean? I mean, he's got somebody that's got tools and they've got a shop or whatever. This is a product that will fit that, that description, that look. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks barbecue.
Yeah. So the other thing here, though, is you got a Homerite charcoal starter. And that's one of the things that I think kind of gets people kind of a little wigged out sometimes.
I know some people, that's the only way they'll start charcoal.
Right.
It's certainly a good way, and it works great. I guess I don't have a one set way of doing it myself. And sometimes I think it depends on what kind of implement I'm using, but, These are cool. Yeah. I think some people poo-poo technology, like, oh, well, I don't need that. I just need a match and, you know, some lighter fluid. And yeah, okay, that'll work, you know. But you know, it's a quick and easy way of doing it without fooling around with lighter fluid or, you know, starter cubes or any of that stuff.
There's no taste. I mean, you always run the risk with starter fluid and the cubes and stuff of having a bit of residual taste on it, especially on, you know, sometimes the charcoal gets scattered. Some of it that got some fluid or whatever on it gets pushed out to the edge. It doesn't burn all the way through, yet it's smoking, and you'll get that bit of taste in there. It's not bad. I mean, it's not hideous or anything like that, but you'll get that. With starting it with one of these deals, you don't get that taste at all.
I hasten to add to that particular issue, you certainly never, ever, ever want to use lighter fluid in something like a Kamado.
Oh no!
You know, it's not so bad in a charcoal grill where you're going to have a lot of airflow and you want to get a nice even coal bed. You know, you're probably going to burn pretty much all the lighter fluid out if all your coal was red hot, which is what you try to do when you're using charcoal in a grill.
Right.
But if you're trying to set up a charcoal smoker, you don't want everything red hot. You just want a cluster that's red hot and that's slowly burning. And you for sure don't want to use lighter fluid in that scenario.
Right. No, that's very true. And, believe me, I've eaten a few steaks in my life or burgers that have that fluid taste. You think you can still light them on fire. So they're pretty nasty. I mean, they really are pretty nasty. So we don't want to do that. Listen, we're going to take another break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some barbecue sauce. among other things. When we come back to wrap up the show with Max Good from AmazingRibs.com right here on Barbecue Nation. Please stay with us. Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, and we are all around the country now on the Envision Radio Networks, and we thank you for listening. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and of course, heading into Christmas, we've got the man to help you out here, Max Good from Amazing Ribs, talking about all kinds of stuff. So I can direct you to the Amazing Ribs website. They have their Christmas gift list, suggestions, and it's all broken down by price, like 0 to 50, 50 to 101, so on and so forth. So Max and I's gifts, we're down in the $2,000 to $5,000 range, and that's why we don't get much for Christmas. But anyway, one thing Max does have though is Black Swan.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Tell us all about Black Swan. You've got 4.5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, quite a while ago, I started a small barbecue sauce company called Black Swan. And I can't say it's taken off, but we do have some fans, and we actually export the stuff. I have a relatively new distributor up in Canada now, and interestingly enough, we're working on some new labels for them with French translations of some of the elements on our English labels just today. So that's a new thing with them. It's kind of fun. But another fun thing, new development with Black Swan Barbecue Sauce is that we just got it onto Amazon. Now, anybody that has tried to sell anything on Amazon, I imagine would agree that it can be rather difficult. So up until this point, I have not sold any of my sauce on Amazon. But I met a fellow who actually imports gourmet wines and olive oil and cheeses and things like that. And he said, yeah, I think I kind of like to try selling your sauce on Amazon. I said, let's do it, man. He put it up a week ago and it sold out.
There you go.
So we just shipped him some more today, but so it'll be back in stock. But yeah, if anybody would like to try it, particularly Amazon Prime members, you get the free shipping. He's got it up there in gift sets. We have three SKUs of our sweet cognac sauce, which is mild. It has no hot pepper or hot spice, but it has a exciting flavor that comes from fresh ginger, oranges, and a little bit of cognac. It has some zip, but there's no spice in it. Nice. That is no hot spice. Then we have our savory original, which is a medium that is made with, all of our sauces are made with fresh pureed vegetables. That's one of the things that differentiates Black Swan from the rest. It's great on the grill or in the kitchen because it's a real sauce. The original sauce has a little bit of zing. Comes from cayenne and other spices and fresh jalapenos. And then our Kiss of Fire sauce, which is Beso de Fuego, is made with, it's kind of an amped up version of the original. A little more spice, a little coarser grind, and we also put in some fresh habaneros along with the jalapenos to give it not only a little more kick, quite a bit more kick, actually.
Yeah.
But a wonderful aroma and flavor. Now, you've tried them. I sent you some.
Oh, yeah. They're very good. Very good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and so for under $25, you can get a gift set. You go to maybe the easiest way to find it, unless you're really good at getting around to Amazon. Not that it's that hard. But if you look up Black Swan Barbecue Sauce, if you Google that, you'll come to my website, and right on the first page, I was so excited we are on Amazon. I have a button for you to push right there. Buy it now on Amazon. So that's an easy way of getting there. And we hope people, you can't, I guess you'd have to have a pretty big stocking to stuff it with all three bottles of Black Swan, but where there's a will, there's a way, huh?
Well, that's when you put the Christmas card in the sock and you put the box with the three sauces under the tree. Then says, you know, Santa was here or something. You do that. And you don't leave cookies and milk. You leave a beer and some ribs there. And that's what you do.
I like your thinking. And Santa will bring you some Black Swan.
Santa will be very happy there. Max is going to stick around with me for the after hour show. So you can't hear that over the air, but you can hear it online at Barbecue Nation JT on SoundCloud and some of our other platforms, which seem to be growing exponentially every week. So we've got that. Max, I want to thank you for being with us here on the regular show today. I appreciate it.
And well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
No problem. For those of you who listen to the next hour of Barbecue Nation, we've got Jess Prilis coming up. And don't forget our little motto here, turn it, don't burn it. And Max and I will be back for After Hours real soon. Until next week, I'm JT from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios. Take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Envision Networks and Salem Media Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2019.